USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Tokyo Olympics are underway. Japanese tennis star Naomi Osaka was picked as the final torchbearer of the 2020 Games to deliver a message of diversity and inclusion. Osaka, a four-time champion, lit the Olympic cauldron to officially open the Games. According to the organizers, 950 people attended the opening ceremony. The venue has a capacity of 70,000. 206 delegations competing were officially welcomed to the Games. First Lady Jill Biden and French President Emmanuel Macron attended the event. A very small portion of the actual athletes took part in the Parade of Nations compared to previous Olympics. There were tributes to those who have lost their lives during the pandemic, as well as the 11 Israeli athletes that were killed in a terror attack at the 1972 Munich Olympics. This is USA Radio News.
The MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues at MyPillow.com. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings. King-size, only $5 more. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Friends, Mike Lindell's My Pillow, My Slippers make my feet feel better than they have in about 20 years. My Pillow proprietary foam, memory foam, patented impact gel, indoor-outdoor soles. You won't want to take them off, or Mike Lindell will give you your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and save 40% using my promo code USA.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the Biden administration is taking steps to be ready if the research shows the need for additional coronavirus vaccine booster shots.
The federal government is exercising an option in its contract with Pfizer to purchase these 200 million doses of the Pfizer vaccine to be delivered between the fall of 2021 and the spring of 2022.
Many states are showing a surge in cases, hospitalizations, and deaths. The Delta variant is now the prominent strain, and it's striking unvaccinated people. An AP NRSC poll shows that people who haven't gotten their shots are unlikely to do so. The survey shows that 45% said they will definitely not be vaccinated, and 35% said they probably won't. John Hopkins University Coronavirus Resource Center is reporting that just under half the people eligible for vaccinations in this country are fully vaccinated. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater. Available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The Tokyo Olympics are underway. Japanese tennis star Naomi Osaka was picked as the final torchbearer of the 2020 Games to deliver a message of diversity and inclusion. Osaka, a four-time champion, lit the Olympic cauldron to officially open the Games. According to the organizers, 950 people attended the opening ceremony. The venue has a capacity of 70,000. 206 delegations competing were officially welcomed to the Games. First Lady Jill Biden and French President Emmanuel Macron attended the event. A very small portion of the actual athletes took part in the Parade of Nations compared to previous Olympics. There were tributes to those who have lost their lives during the pandemic, as well as the 11 Israeli athletes that were killed in a terror attack at the 1972 Munich Olympics. With no fans in the stadium, broadcasters have decided to not add artificial audience sound effects, as they've done in the past for football games and other sporting events. USA's Lance Pry reports.
When the pandemic shut down sporting events to people in the stands, television networks canned artificial sounds into the video feeds, making it feel as if fans were in the seats. NBC has announced it does not plan on adding additional crowd noises to the Olympic Games and will air them as they actually sound during the competitions. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.